I have a very important message to tell you all. It is a message that I am not comfortable to proclaim to you all. For those who are new to Our Lady of Joy, this will be the first time that you will hear it. For those who are longtime members of our church, please have mercy on me, a sinner. God is so kind and merciful, first to me and to all of you, his children. When I was assigned here almost 7 years ago, there was a gift left by a couple, friend of Father Herb, Bill and Gigi Portlet, of $3.1 million. We made a 5-year plan according to the wishes of this couple. First, they wanted us to have an organ to enhance the beauty of our liturgy celebration. So we purchased the beautiful pipe organ that we now enjoy. Then we remodeled the church. As you see, it's beautiful. We redesigned and repaved the parking lot, renovated the offices, and refreshed the preschool, teen center, and the rectory. Additionally, we were able to replace almost all the air conditioning units on campus. Now, as you all have seen, we are in the midst of finishing our final project, the Paris Hall. Because of this incredibly generous gift, we have not had to do a capital campaign or take a second collection, yet we have fully a new campus. We are very thankful to all of you, especially to this one couple, and to God for this gift. We are enjoying this beautiful church and its campus because of the legacy and sacrifices of our fellow Catholics who came before us. Now it is our turn to create our legacy to ensure a thriving church for future families. Every first Wednesday, we started 2 Wednesdays ago, 2 months ago, we have this adoration for the children, but usually we start at 5 for the parents dropping their children for the religious education, and we have and they come by 5:30, they come one by one, each class, to kneel in front of Jesus and also to adore the Lord with their parents at the back. So one of the parents was very touched with this experience that she shared after adoration, that she did not think that she needed this, but now that she was touched that her child was kneeling down in front of Jesus, and they also, the parents at the back, so he had this reigniting of his commitment to adore the Lord. Also, we have hired 2 sisters to help us in our evangelization. One of them, Sister Marjorie, goes house to house, like door-to-door evangelization. And some of the houses here, of course, community are gated community. And Sister Spalisi in their door-to-door evangelization, they don't have to call, so that's why sometimes he will go out. It's a confession, tailgating, going inside this gated community. But yeah, even also the parents of the RA children, she visited them, and some of them come back to the church because they are far from the church, or some of them even come to me for confession. So I want to continue what we are doing, especially also our adult formation program that we have here. So we want to continue doing good to others. Our church matters. Our faith matters to each one of us. And so many programs and ministries of Our Lady of Joy are supported by your weekly and monthly contributions, as well as all of our expenses, like the bread and wine, incense, candles, electricity, landscaping, staff, maintenance, security, cleaning, and much more. The first 3 months of this fiscal year, our plate income is down $36,000 compared to the same time period last year. With expenses included, this number grows to a deficit of $100,000 year to date. If we as a parish do not reverse this trend, it is easy to see how in a short time we could be saying we do not have the funds to pay our bills. As your pastor, I humbly ask you all to prayerfully consider giving if you are not giving, or increasing your weekly or monthly gift to ensure that the parish will continue to operate well and help change lives. Your generosity will do so much for each one of us, especially our young families. God has created us so that when we give, we are blessed. When we give back to God, we open ourselves to God, and He blessed us more abundantly. For God is not outdone in generosity. May our sacrificial giving be like that of St. Paul, and say with him, "I have competed well, I have kept the faith." We keep the faith by ensuring that by our sacrificial giving, we continue to pass on our faith to the next generation as his missionary disciples. Our giving will change lives, not only others, but also ourselves. May God bless you abundantly as you give to him through our church. Every registered household will be mailed a letter from me this week with more details. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, intercede for us all, for all our needs. Amen.